Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called the child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Several years ago, I had the privilege and pleasure to talk to one of my favorite professors from the University of Dallas, where I attended school, Dr. Janet Smith. She is a widely respected expert on moral theology, particularly on the touchy topic of contraception and the papal teaching of Humanae Vitae by Pope Paul VI. In our brief conversation, I remarked how much I enjoyed reading her popular book, Humanae Vitae, A Generation Later. And she said something I will never forget. She smiled self-effacingly and said, "We are all the victims of the last book we read." A very humble thing to say. That is so true. How many times have you read an especially engaging book or author and run out to tell your friends or buy them that book for Christmas? And then you read another compelling book and you did it again. You were the victim of the last book you read. Perhaps the classic example of being the victim of a book was St. Augustine in his classic Confessions, a book which has claimed a lot of victims as well. The Confessions is the most widely read book in history, second only to the Bible. For 33 years, Augustine led a life of debauchery and deviancy. But all that changed when he read a certain book. We read in book 8 of the Confessions, St. Augustine says, "And look, from the house next door I hear a voice. I didn't know whether it is a boy or a girl, singing some words over and over. Pick it up and read it. Pick it up and read it." In Latin, it says, "Tole et lege. Tole et lege." St. Augustine read Romans chapter 13, verses 13 and 14, where St. Paul wrote, "Not in partying and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and shamelessness, not in fighting and jealousy, but clothe yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provisions for the flesh concerning its physical desires." And from that point on, Augustine was a changed man. because he became the victim of the last book he read, the Bible. By the way, that's the best kind of book victim you can be. We hear the story of another victim of a book in the second chapter of Ezekiel. The great prophet has a vision and says, "It was then I saw a hand stretched out to me, in which was written a scroll, which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing on front and back, and written on it was lamentation and wailing and woe." And what was Ezekiel supposed to do after reading this book scroll? God commands him, "Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them." In other words, like Dr. Janet Smith said and predicted, Ezekiel 2 would be the victim of the last book he read, and he would tell others all about it. It's always best to be a book victim of the Bible, because there you read the words of God translated into the words of men. You know, even a moment's reflection will reveal that we are always the victims of the last book we read. So may I suggest to you that the Bible should be the book you read most frequently and faithfully. You know, we are so blessed with numerous Bible study opportunities here at Immaculate Conception. And one group is studying St. Peter. Obey the words of that small child in the garden whispering to St. Augustine, "Tole et lege, tole et lege, take and read." I can't help but wonder what would have happened if the great atheistic thinkers of the past, Friedrich Nietzsche, Auguste Comte, Karl Marx, and more recently Stephen Hawking, who died this year, if they had seriously studied the Bible, perhaps now in the light of eternity, they too wish they would have tole et lege. And instead of writing books excoriating religion, would rather have extolled it. St. John of the Cross, the great Carmelite mystic, as he lay dying on his monastic cell bed, asked his friar brothers to read him the Song of Songs, the Old Testament erotic love poetry. He wanted to die hearing the words of sacred scripture and thereby be literally the victim of the last book he read. What are you reading these days? Whose words and wisdom is shaping your mind and your heart, guiding your actions and your attitudes? Make no mistake about it. You will be the victim of the last book you read. Make it a good book. Maybe even the good book. Praised be Jesus Christ.